This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged, being involved, being part of. I really do appreciate it. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on, what's coming up, this topics of discussion, a lot of good stuff happening on the website, good stories. And if you want a text message notice, and I'm supposed to say the, you know, whatever fees you pay for text messages, they might apply. But most of you have unlimited text, right? I mean, whatever. Anyhow, head over to the website, therealside.com. Lots of good stuff happening there. After the break, we're going to get in big time. We're going to get into climate change. I like to call it climate, global cooling, warming, whatever disruption. Because I can't. I don't even know what to call it anymore. They keep changing the name and the reasons why. You know, here in California today, we could have been hanging out by the pool. In Chicago, they couldn't go out of the house. I mean, wind chill was down to what? 60 below? I can't even imagine. You can't ice the sea. You can't de-ice the streets or anything. And why would you want to? Who the heck wants to go out in that? I mean, even the trucks that do the plowing were having issues to the point where they had to take them off the street. Got any questions? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I appreciate the time you spend with us. I appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being engaged, being involved. I don't want to say taking advantage of, but being part of the solution. Stop being part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Look, these things that happened in New York, that's happening in Virginia and other places, I keep telling you, this is our fault. We don't fight. Now, some of you listening do. I get it. But we don't fight. We're not as consistent as they are. I've got a scrap going on Facebook with a bunch of loons on the left. And I don't want you to do anything about it. But here's the deal. Here's what I love about this. When you attack one of theirs, 50 come to the aid and drive you out of the room. You really can't even respond. You couldn't respond to everything they were coming at you with. When one of ours goes in there and gets attacked, we're nowhere to be found. All those Facebook warriors that are willing to fight issues and you know, put up little memes and stuff like that, where are you when it counts? Where are you driving them out? And some would say, I used to hear early on when we were on Facebook, that we shouldn't be, you can't respond to everything. You don't have to respond to everything. But you do have to, when one of ours is being attacked or when God's being attacked, not that he can't defend himself, why do you walk away from it? I do not get it. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. And it doesn't have to. When it comes to global cooling, warming, climate, whatever, you should have information to push back on it. You should know what you're talking about and not just say, no, it's not real. It's a farce. Because that doesn't mean anything. It's just some guy on the right telling you it doesn't make any sense. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then you've got the lefties running around there in D.C. Somehow they're getting some traction. Right? The Cortezes of the world and others. I mean, as we get further into this, I'm not going to eat up all my time. Kamala Harris, you know, she doesn't have a closet full of skeletons. She's got a mansion full of skeletons. Let's start off there. Number two, when it comes to, what does she want? She wants health care for everybody. Do you know over 90%, 92% of Americans have health care? Whether it's covered by the government right now or covered by their employment, they're covered. 10% of Americans aren't. For what reason and what have you, I don't know. But there's clinics in every city to help with these people. You go into an emergency room, they can't be turned away. It's the law. So don't make it sound like we don't have it. And what scares me is she's going at this talking about privatizing this, which means you have no other option. None. You're dead. You're a dead man walking, as they say. You want to see how government handles it? Look at the VA. You'll see how government handles it. And when you ask people, should there be health care for them, they throw out these numbers like, well, 90% of people said, well, yeah. If you ask me, would I love it for everybody to have health care? Sure. Be great if people be able to get the services they need. When you get down to taxpayers paying for it, when they get to that question, that number drops to below 50%. So people want someone to be able to have access to health care or health insurance as long as it's not coming out of their pocket. When you talk to people about privatizing, over 80% of them say no. You know why? They want to keep their insurance. And you can thank the left for this because Obamacare was such a disaster in that area that those now, when you say, do you want to get it down to, you know, single payer? They're like, no, I like my policy now. I've got the one that I want now. Don't change it again. You know, they lied to us. What makes you think they're not going to lie to us about any other issue coming up when it comes to health care, what have you? You know, again, we as conservatives, we as Christians, we as Republicans, you need to be hammering away. Come up with memes. We won't have to. Just take clips from the Gosnell movie and put them up and show people what third trimester abortions look like. Show them. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look, I always tell you, I bring on the experts because I don't have a clue. I'll tell you what I do know, though. You know, all this global cooling, warming, climate, whatever it is, you know, I love this stuff because it never quite turns out the way they say it's going to. And I told you the other day, I did a story again about how back in the 70s, in the first Earth Day, we went back and listed, you can find it on our website, therealside.com, we went back and listed all the predictions they made. And I want you to know something. Not one of the predictions they made came true. Not a one. And they keep having to adjust, they keep even having to move things, and they still don't come true. And you still, if you're stuck, advisor, your stock broker kept blowing it for you and kept giving you the wrong picks and you kept losing money, why would you keep going back to that person? You'd have to be committed for being insane. And yet Al Gore has got hundreds of millions of dollars feeding you this lie, but I don't have a clue. At least I'm honest. I don't have a clue. That's why I've asked Dr. Tim Ball to come on with me. He's author of The Human Caused Global Warming, The Biggest Deception in History. Dr. Tim, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. Yeah. And can I pick up on what you've just said about predictions?
Please.
Because, you see, you can define science as the ability to predict. If your predictions are wrong, your science is wrong. And one of the things that has happened is, since 1990, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the UN agency that's supposedly making all of these predictions, every single prediction about global temperature that they've made since 1990 has been wrong. Every one of them. And, in fact, in the first year, in 1990, when they made a prediction, they were out by 400%. And so with the next report, 1995, they stopped making actual individual predictions. They made a range of possible predictions, low, medium, and high, and they called them projections. And every one of them has been wrong, too. And so, and yet they're still out there telling you, oh, yeah, we know what's going on, and this is going to happen. But it falls in line with exactly what you found. And by the way, I'm also writing a book titled Environmentalist or Killing Environmentalism. A fellow by the name of Aaron Vidalsky, and he was a political science professor at California, and he had his graduate students, he said to them, you pick any environmental topic you want, I don't care what it is, acid rain, deforestation, desertification, blah, 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 and you go and find out and tell me, answer this one question, but is it true? And every single one of them came back and said, no, there's no basis to it. There's no truth to it. It's simply speculation. And by the way, one of the graduate students of Wydalski was a well-known name today. That's Michelle Malkin. And, of course, she's also calling out these things. So when you go back and look between what they report, which is actually just speculation, and then it becomes the truth and reality in the media, none of it bears any investigation whatsoever. And so that's, of course, why we're seeing what's going on with the whole climate and global warming issue.
Well, they would have to make fun of His Highness, Al Gore. And they wouldn't want to do that. So, all right. So let's get at the foundational level. Let's get something squared away. Because every time I say this, people get mad at me. And I go, look, here's the deal. I am tired of hearing that like 90% of the scientists are on board. You know, these type of scientists are on board with the global warming, cooling, climate change is humankind made. And I go, it's not true. I mean, from what I've read, in my little feeble unscience mind, what I've been put together is the fact that 90% maybe of the scientists that responded to the questionnaire say it's real. Tell me where I'm off or am I close?
No, you're close. And first of all, as soon as you hear the word consensus, you know it is not about science. Science is not about consensus. As Einstein said, I could have 100 experiments prove me right, I've only got to have one experiment prove me wrong, and that's the end of it. And Michael Crichton, of course, who wrote Jurassic Park and wrote a book called State of Fear about how these projects and things are exploited, he said that. If it's consensus is not science, and if it's science is not consensus. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is that the first consensus argument put out there was at 95%. This was done by a woman by the name of Naomi Oreske, O-R-E-S-K-E, and she did a Google search where she said, global warming, and 900 and some of the articles she got back all said the global warming was going on in reality and so on. And of course, everybody knows that when you do a Google search, the keywords that you use predetermines the answers that you get.
Right.
If you just added one or two words to her global warming search, you got a completely different list of answers. But that figure of 925 articles that were all saying, oh, yeah, global warming's due to humans is a reality, that appeared in Gore's movie. He actually refers to that in his movie. And by the way, that movie of his, in the week that it got the Nobel Prize, a court in England who was asked to review the movie because of it being showed in the school and had major scientific errors in it. The judge ruled that it was political propaganda and had at least 9 major scientific errors in it, yet it still continued to be showed with no correction. Now, the second time that consensus issue came up was a fellow by the name of John Cook, who was at the University of Queensland, Australia, and he took 11,000 and some abstracts and, using his own definition, said, well, this one supports global warming and this one doesn't, and he said that 97% of the 11,000 were in favor of human-caused global warming. But Lord Monckton, taking the same definitions and looking at the same articles, found that only 3% of them actually were supportive of the global warming hypothesis. But that whole 97% consensus, Obama used it as much as anybody. But there's absolutely no truth to it. In fact, I would argue that 97% of all scientists have never, ever looked at the United Nations reports on climate change, which are supposedly the gold standard, and yet, as I said earlier in the program, have been 100% wrong in their predictions.
Oh, I've been screaming that for years on this show, that for you to take anything, look, if this was the Old Testament of the Bible, we'd have to stone everybody that was involved in that, because nothing they said came true, not a thing. I mean, New York City is supposed to be uninhabitable under 60 feet of water. Last I checked, not true. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. We got to go for a break.
Yeah.
I'm Joe McKinney, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional negotiators seeking a compromise on border security met for the first time as they tried to come to an agreement over a border wall. Democrat Nita Lowey is co-chair of the conference committee.
We can all agree that we must do everything we can to prevent another unnecessary and destructive government shutdown.
Senator Richard Shelby leads Republicans on the panel.
I must stress that as long as we remain polarized, we will never resolve our differences on this critical issue that we owe to the American people.
New Jersey Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman has invited Victorina Morales to be a guest at the State of the Union address. She's an undocumented immigrant who was fired from her job at the Trump National Golf Club. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Head up to the website. A lot going on up there. A lot you can follow. You can get to a chat room where there are other people just as smart, just as like-minded. I hope most are just like, some of them are in there that are trolls. We already know that, but whatever. I've got Dr. Tim Ball on with me. He's the author of Human Caused Global Warming, The Biggest Deception in History. You know, I talk about this on a regular basis, and I love some of you naysayers will send me emails saying, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, I can read what you read. This is what I read. This is what I believe. Well, then let's bring on a professional. Let's bring on somebody who actually knows about this stuff, who lives it, unlike us. Dr. Ball, thanks for joining me today.
By the way, just to give in a background, I was in the Canadian Air Force flying anti-submarine over the North Atlantic, and then I flew 5 years of search and rescue in the Arctic. During that time, I had to learn about weather and forecasting for flying, and I also gave lectures on it to my Air Force colleagues. But I lost my flying category, and so I didn't want to fly a desk, as they say. So I went back to school because I wanted to find out what I'd learned from that flying experience about why forecasts were so wrong. How could they not be able to forecast beyond, say, 72 hours with any degree of accuracy? And why hadn't forecasting not improved in 150 years? And of course, then that these people coming out with climate forecasts that they were so certain about. And incidentally, when I started studying all of this, global cooling was the consensus, because from 1940 to 1980, the temperature's going down, and that was the consensus. So that's how I got into it. And then I ended up by doing a PhD in historical climate at the University of London, and that involved reconstructing climate patterns and weather patterns over the last several hundred years. And as soon as you do that, you find out that the weather and climate changes all the time, and what's going on right now is well within normal variability.
Well, that's all right. So, Dr. Ball, this is what I keep saying, and maybe I'm off. You can help straighten me out. I keep saying the same thing here. When it comes to science, let's just say, they say that the Earth is a gabillion years old. Let's just say it's 100 million years old, all right? How do you, in science, from science statistics and research, how does 200 or 300 years of mapping out temperatures or mapping out weather, if you would, How does that become exact science on a planet that supposedly is hundreds of millions of years old? Would you, could you even use that to prop up your thesis or what have you?
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. Now, one of the things that's going on is outside of the climate issue, one of the things that has totally impacted humanity, economics, and everything else is the infusion of statistics into studying people and people's behavior. And it started in the 1930s. And if you think about it, like, climate is an average. And it's the average of the daily weather. So if you say that, well, here's the climate of Chicago, say, that is how the daily weather has changed or is in that region over time. That's climate. So climate itself is an average. But then I mentioned fact that the cooling from 1940 to 1980, that occurred. And at that time, as I said, people were starting to take averages in terms of, well, what's the average number of shirts that a person buys and what's the average type of person in a community, blah, blah, blah. And then they started to look at trends. That is, well, how is this changing over time? And, of course, this was done because they wanted to try and plan and organize. It's all about control, of course. And so they started expanding statistics from averages into trends. And in 1970, they determined that the global temperature had been going down since 1940, so they assumed that it would keep on going down. And I was saying, no, it'll go down and then it'll go up again, just like it's done for the last several hundred years or thousands of years.
Right.
But then, and now what's going on is the third statistic, and by the way, think about statistics applied to economics and politics and everything else. Well, one of the things about if you're going to sample a population, so let's say you've got the city of New York, you can't ask everybody in New York. So they say, well, we've got to be able to find a sample that we test. Think about this with political polling and sampling. You know, they ask 1,000 people, and then they somehow interpret that to represent the whole of society. And how often are they wrong with that? Well, what they determined was that no matter what the size of the population is, and that in statistics that's called large N, a sample of 30 would give you a representative sample of the large population. So the sample became small N, which was a percentage of big N. So 30 became the critical number for sample size. And in the weather and climate business, they decided that all you had to do was look at 30 years of weather, and that would give you a good sample of the weather from which you could then predict climate. But the problem is the weather changes on 50, 100,000, 10,000, 100,000 year cycles. So taking a sample of 30 out of that is absolutely ridiculous, and yet that's what they're doing. So then they've made it even worse because they plug all of these numbers into a computer model, and, of course, that gives it all the credibility when, in fact, it actually reduces the credibility. And they use these computer models, and they say, this is what the computer predicted. Well, none of that is real. And so when all you got to do is say, well, show me the actual evidence that warming due to humans is occurring, and they can't do it. So these are all of the evil things that have come together to create this completely virtual world that we're living in.
And on top of that, I've read bits and pieces. I don't have all the information. I've seen short articles on temperature Jupiter rising, how the sun is a little bit more active. And so, I mean, do we have people driving around on Jupiter that we don't know about? I mean, all that carbon emissions? I'm curious.
And of course, it's like I point out that 20,000 years ago, North America, almost two-thirds of it was covered with an ice sheet larger than the current Antarctic ice sheet. And all of that ice melted in about 6,000 years. And I said Barney Rubble wasn't driving a car. But what you're talking, what you're getting at here with your question about Jupiter, it was pointed out a little while ago that ice caps on other planets were melting. And people said, well, you know, that's not due to the CO2 or human-caused CO2. It's clearly changes in the sun. But why has that come about? I want to go back several years in my career. I used to think, and the public still think for the most part, that commissions of inquiry are great ideas. They are absolutely the worst idea, and I'll tell you why. I thought a commission of inquiry would say, okay, we'll finally get the politics out of it. We'll get an independent assessment of what's going on, and then we don't have to trust or rely on the politicians anymore. The very first commission of inquiry that I was appointed to was on a water in a lake in Manitoba. And the minister asked me, because I had climate and water knowledge, would I serve on the commission of inquiry? And I said, sure. Well, within a few days, we got the terms of reference from the minister and from the bureaucrats. They defined what we could look at, and they defined what information we could investigate. In other words, they completely predetermined the outcome of the commission of inquiry. And this is what they do. You can see it going on with the Mueller thing, and you can see it going on with, I remember watching Chief Justice Warren in charge of the Kennedy assassination. And he was interviewed on ABC before he died, and they said, well, why didn't you look at the Dallas and the Mafia connection? And he said, it wasn't in my terms of reference. Well, that flew right over the heads of the public, but I knew exactly what he was saying. He was told, don't go there. And, of course, this is how they control it. But people think, oh, commissions of inquiry are going to get to the truth. Now, what happened was when Mars Strong, who set up this whole intergovernmental panel on climate change and global warming change, oh, we got the music again.
That's right. You know what that means? We believe in capitalism here. So we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Yes, we're talking about climate, global cooling, warming, change and disruption. I can't keep up with all the terms, so I'll just throw them all off. We'll be back in a minute.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732. 5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me get back to my guest. I'm having some real fun with this because, again, the emails I get when I post stories, the things that come across, I just get the biggest kick out of. Dr. Tim Ball joins me. He's the author of Human Caused Global Warming, The Biggest Deception in History. Dr. Tim also is an environmental consultant and former climatologist. Climatology professor at the University of Winnipeg in Manitoba. Again, Dr. Tim, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
So let me ask you, all right, this is going to sound like a first grade question, but I always wondered this. You know, we talk about all the things we do to eliminate what we're putting in the air and the gases that we're putting in the air and all this other stuff. And, you know, if we don't get on it, you know, you heard that back in the 70s. If we don't fix this now in 5 years, we're all going to be walking around in gas masks. We're all going to be this. We're all going to be that. Well, when a volcano burps, doesn't that send us back like 10,000 years? And it doesn't matter how many cars we take off the road?
The only time that has happened when it had a global impact of a long time, well, it wasn't actually a volcano. It was an asteroid, which does effectively what a volcano does. It throws a lot of dust up into the atmosphere. The largest volcanoes of the last 100 or 150 years or more was Krakatoa in 1884 and then to Tambora in 1815. Now, to give you an idea, Tambora, which is in Indonesia, it exploded, and to give you an idea, when Mount St. Helens erupted in 1992 or 1990, yep, it was heard up to about 90 miles away. When Tambora erupted in 1815, it was heard 3,000 miles away in East Africa. And the shock wave that it created was measured on the barometers at Kew Gardens in London on five, going around the world five different times. So that created the year with no summer, 1816. And because it put so much dust into the stratosphere, the lower stratosphere, that it blocked the sunlight, and it created a huge jet stream waves going north and south. And just to give you an example, they had snow in the Carolinas in the month of June and into July. And there was virtually no harvest around the world that year.
Wow.
And so it was really a devastating impact. But even that, with that volcano of that dimension, you could hardly see the effects on global temperature 9 years later. So it has a relatively short impact, and depending on where it erupts, it determines how much it affects it globally. So the Tambora erupted on the equator, so the dust that it put up into the stratosphere went right around the whole world. But you can have a similar eruption, say, in Iceland or in Australia or even Antarctica. But because of the global circulation, it doesn't get around the world. So unless you had a whole string of volcanoes that went on for several years, that they would not have any great long-lasting effect upon the global climate.
You know, it's interesting how full of ourselves that we are, that we think we have this,
yep,
big of an impact. You know, when you
yep,
look at us worldwide, I mean, seriously, in all honesty, how much does the driving of our cars and our plants, and not, let's be clear, I want to take care of the planet. I'm a Christian man who believes that God put this planet here and I should take care of God's things. So I'm not saying we should trash it, but to think that we're going to make that major of a change by cutting back carbon emissions by, you know, 0.13%, I think it's ridiculous. And I think to blame it all on what we're doing on a daily basis is also ridiculous. In plain, simple layman's terms, how much of an effect does man really have on temperature change?
It's not measurable. And when, before the break, when I was explaining about what commissions of inquiry, when Maurice Strong set up the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which are the ones that are doing all these forecasts, they were told to only look at human causes of climate change. And you cannot possibly determine the human cause if you don't know what the natural causes of variability are.
Right.
And to give you some idea of the measure of that, the amount that humans put up of CO2 on an annual basis, which is about 11 gigatons, it sounds like a lot, but that is within the error of the estimate of how much CO2 goes out of the oceans and goes out of rotting vegetation in the forests. So, for example, the oceans produce anywhere between 80 and 100 million gigatons of CO2 a year. Well, that's 20 gigaton error on the estimate. Well, that's double the amount that they claim humans put up. So, as I said, the amount we put up is so small relative to what's going on in nature, you cannot determine what effect it would have. And they admit this. You know, when the first Kyoto Protocol was produced, Tom Wigley said, look, it won't make any difference. We can implement the whole thing. Humans can shut down completely. And I've said this many times. You could take all humans off the planet except one, and leave that person behind and say, okay, we want you to measure how much reduction in CO2 occurs with all the humans gone, and she would not be able to measure the difference. That's how little we contribute in CO2. But that's the whole theme that you're getting at. The the whole theme of environmentalism, which is a good idea, being exploited for a political agenda, is that everything that's changing is caused by humans. Every change is wrong, and everything that humans are doing is wrong, and therefore we've got to either get rid of the people altogether or reduce the population dramatically. And that was the whole thrust of what Maurice Strong was doing.
So you're absolutely right.
Amazing.
There was a recent another one of those shake me up, scare the crud out of me kind of articles that hit from the Union of Concerned Scientists, and it says that the latest national climate assessment shows the U.S. already suffering the damages from climate change. And she goes on to say, let me see, the one report that I think is great. Her name, Brenda Esquerzel, and she's the director of climate science at the Union of Concerned Scientists, and she says, to say that this is going to happen sometime in the future is not true. It's happening now. I mean, these are things that young people will read and go, oh, my God, you're burning up my planet. What do I do now? I mean, is there a group of scientists, real scientists, that are combating this online?
No. We're trying to fight it online, but of course we're attacked, personal attacks. Oh, you're a denier, you're paid by the oil companies, and so on. But you see, she's playing on this deception, and that is, they take normal events, and this is what they're doing with the current cold outbreak in America. They're taking a normal event and presenting it as if it's abnormal. The minute you start to talk about it as abnormal, you're implying that therefore it must be something humans are doing. And so what she's doing is saying, oh, the climate is changing. Yeah? Tell me something I don't know. The climate's always changing. What we're debating is whether humans have any impact upon that climate change. And the answer is that you cannot show any evidence of humans having any impact. So when they accuse me of being against the environment, no, I'm totally for the environment and environmentalism, as you said earlier in the program. If you say that I don't believe in climate change, rubbish. I do believe in climate change. What I don't believe in is the fraction of CO2 that you focused upon is causing warming or causing climate change. There's simply no evidence for that whatsoever. But this is what she's doing. She's taking the phrase climate change, which is completely misused and misunderstood, because people immediately think, oh, climate change, that's human. It's not. Climate changes all the time. And by the way, it changes far more dramatically than most people understand. And let me explain what I mean by that. In the last 10,000 years, the world has been in a period called the Holocene Optimum. That is a geologic period of time. In that 10,000 years, 9,000 years ago, the global temperature was 6 degrees Celsius warmer than today. Yet they're telling you that 2 degrees Celsius is going to be the end of the planet. In that last 10,000 years, it was warmer than today for 95% of that time. In fact, you can say that what's going on, the temperatures today are the coldest 3% of the last 10,000 years. And this is how cherry-picking time periods and data, and this is the games that they're playing. And people that don't know what they're talking about but have a political agenda pick out what they can distort and present it to the public. And, of course, then the media amplify it, and that's the final kiss of death.
Well, we're reading headlines now. Now, that's all we're doing. And it comes across your phone. It comes across your computer. And my uncle used to say it years ago, you know, don't even read the headline. Just go right to the text. Find out what's going on and only believe half of what you see. Okay, listen, I've only got about 40 seconds for you really quick. I'm not going to send you on the health thing. How do people find your books? How do they find out more information about you?
Well, they can find, I've got my website, drtimball.com, drtimball.com, and I post Twitter every day, and I post an article every 3 days, and they can also send me questions directly. Thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. I do appreciate your time. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Hey, we're going to hit that whole just nasty abortion issue in the next hour. Also, what justice do you trust the most? We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few.